with us before. I'm talking about John Erlinghuyser, who's an advocacy director of AARP for Connecticut. And this is all about SB 106. That bill is getting a ton of publicity. The bill, AARP and Eversource, and Eversource was with us the other day, claim will enable Dominion Energy to raise electricity rates. Dominion was with us. We're trying to present to all sides, but I'll tell you, Dominion is that is not so, claiming that any rate hikes must be approved by several state agencies, such as DEEP, Consumer Protection, State Consumer Council, and the Attorney General. They've got to say yes. Well, again, I am very, very happy to have with me John Erlinghuyser. He's been with us before. John, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good to be with you again.
Boy, it's nice to have you back. This has turned into an unbelievable controversy.
Oh, you better believe it. And I'll tell you, just everything you just recited got my blood going for the morning. I got to tell you, because, you know, when you presented the case that Dominion keeps making, the average consumer has to ask themselves this. You said Eversource, by the way, not only Eversource, but in the other southern part of the state, United Illuminating,
yep.
They both oppose this. And we have to remember, they're regulated companies, so what their bottom line is determined by regulators. AARP and every major consumer organization in the state of Connecticut opposes this because of the impact on rates. Every large commercial industrial user of electricity in Connecticut, your Pratt & Whitney's, your Sikorsky's, your Praxair's, your Kimberly-Clark's, all opposed this and testified against this bill. Why? Because it's going to raise rates. And Dominion keeps talking about the four state agencies have to approve it, so it couldn't possibly raise rates. You know, that's the line they give that.
That's right. They did it here on this program.
Absolutely. I heard it, and I have to tell you. What they don't tell you is when you change the classification of nuclear power into a Class 2 renewable fuel, which it is not, it's not a renewable fuel, you put it in a more expensive category of generation. And when it's in that more expensive category of generation, it's going to be competing against those competitors who have a more costly way to produce energy, your trash to energies, anaerobic digestion, wind, solar, all those other more expensive, costly fuel types. And what does that mean? It means in this quote-unquote FAW competition, they're going to win every time. So when these four state agencies have to look at whether or not it's in the best interest of ratepayers to choose Dominion to produce nuclear energy direct contracts, they're going to do it every time. They'll have no choice but to, because they're not going to be choosing it vis-a-vis all the other generators in the state. They're only going to be choosing them amongst the most expensive fuel types. So if you take, you know, nuclear and you raise it from a low, low, cheap and expensive fuel to a more expensive fuel, and then you shimmy a little off the top against the competitors who are more expensive, well, those upstate agencies are always going to say it's in the best interest of ratepayers.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you ask them to change this, not change the system, and ask them whether that's in the best interest of ratepayers, they'll say yes every time. That's why we oppose it. And it just gets my goat when they run these television ads and they try to pull the wool over seniors' eyes and tell them, oh, call your legislator and support this bill because it's going to lower your electric rates. Now, come on, Brad. You and I know Dominion, as a deregulated company, has shareholders.
Of course they do. No doubt about it.
Obligation to their shareholders to do what's in their best interest, which is get all the money they can and profits for their shareholders.
Well, we asked them also. I asked the question, why don't you open your books?
And they'll say, well, because none of our quote-unquote competitors will have to.
That's right.
But the fact of the matter is, they're asking for a special deal to change their classification as a renewable fuel and have this new process that will all but guarantee them more profits. So that's why they have an obligation. If the system as it stands today, you're absolutely right. They and no other generator in Connecticut whether they're natural gas or anything else, should have to open their books in a deregulated system. But when you're asking for a guaranteed, just about guaranteed, higher rate of return, then you should have an obligation like Eversource and United Illuminating do to open up your books, show regulators and ratepayers whether or not this is feasible. In the state of New York, where a deal was approved for a nuclear power plant that was essential to New York, they're required to open their books because, and they'll only get that increased revenue if, in fact, they're losing money. And if they're not, they won't get it. And we're saying, why is it that Connecticut ratepayers shouldn't have that same deal and same protection? Frankly, Brad, with a deregulated market, Millstone provides power to all of New England, not just Connecticut. And if really there is a need to help Dominion, because we all agree they're essential to Connecticut, right? We all know we need to keep them going as long as we can until, you know, the future is settled in terms of our energy. But the problem is, why should Connecticut ratepayers bear the brunt of all this? It should be the region's ratepayers. And ISO New England has a process to deal with this. So, frankly, even if there is a need from Dominion, there is not a need for Connecticut to do something. The region has a process to do something. And, by the way, that process requires them to open their books, which is why they're trying to bypass it altogether. Because they are, according to Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the most profitable nuclear power plant in the country.
Well, you see, they didn't tell us that when they were with us.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, they didn't say that.
You know, you have to ask yourself, why is it that you have Dominion Millstone on one side and virtually every other group, business, organization, ratepayer, consumer, environmental, are all on the other side? And it's quite simple. It's because they're all concerned, and we're all concerned, about the impact on rates, on doing business in Connecticut. You know, your station's rates will go up. And, yes, you know, it'll be approved by those four state agencies, but there's absolutely no way they'll have any alternative but to approve it. That's the irony. They're setting up a system to try to give themselves cover. And then what will we do? We'll blame Eversource and United Illuminating when our rates go up. Why? Because they're the ones who deliver the bill. And yet it'll be this stinky deal that'll be the reason for it.
Well, John Erlinghizer, who is my special guest, he's been with us before, advocacy director for AARP here in Connecticut. And John, I've just got a little business to do here, and then I want to get back to it, because I've talked to folks, and a lot of people, of course, with you-know-who, the Yard Goats, who won last night. He's down in Annapolis, Maryland. He'll be doing a live report for me this morning at 8:20. Okay, that's where he is. He's not lost. Now, John Erlinghizer is my special guest. He's been with us before. This whole thing that has come up, boy, I want to tell you, you just heard one of their spots on this program, and this has turned into a very controversial issue, no question about it. And John, I had to get some business done, but you're back with me, and we've got until 8 o'clock to talk about this. And I think finally people are beginning to understand what's going on.
Absolutely, and I was glad to take any of your business, especially one of our ads that ran, because it's about the most factual ad that's running right now on this topic. I got to just tell you this, Brad. You know, about 8-9 years ago, when energy prices for generation were at record highs because natural gas prices were really high, the state of Connecticut went to Millstone, went to Dominion, and said, hey, can you do these bilateral contracts with Eversource and United Illuminating at a cost-of-service basis, meaning, you know, they'll get their expenses and a reasonable rate of return because, you know, people are really hurting in Connecticut with high electric rates, and this will help bring down rates. And what did Dominion say? Kick rocks, they told the state of Connecticut. And, you know, the irony of it is here we are 9 years later when natural gas prices are low, competition amongst generators is bringing prices down. We have an all-time record low for generation prices in the state of Connecticut. Now, that's not to say our electric bills have gone down, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But now Dominion is coming to the state of Connecticut and saying, wait a minute, we want that deal, except we don't want it to be cost of service. We want a guaranteed five-year contract at an elevated rate the same as renewable fuel, which they are not. This is an old aging technology. It's not a new dynamic technology. Not that, you know, AARP picks sides. We're fuel neutral. We don't favor nuclear or gas over wind or solar or anything else. So, you know, that's the irony of this. So now they want that deal, except they don't want the obligation, as you keep pointing out, to open their books and prove that there's a need. And, you know, I said to myself, you know, the irony just can't get by me. And, you know, once again, people have to ask themselves why a for-profit company who has a fiduciary obligation to their shareholders to get all the profit they can would want to do anything that would lower electric rates, thus lower profits for their shareholders. And, you know, they could keep saying the four state agencies all they want, but that just doesn't hold water. And that's why nobody's buying it. And hopefully the state Senate won't buy this deal either, because it's really going to be bad for a long time.
So, again, it's coming up to the state Senate. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I hope it does not. I mean, it came out of the Energy and Technology Committee earlier on a vote of 17-4, 7 against. The irony of it was that there were both Democrats and Republicans who favored and opposed it. Then it went to the Appropriations Committee. And then it got interesting because at the Appropriations Committee, it passed, but by only a vote of 23 in favor, 21 against. And that's a committee where three of the principals of the committee, two co-chairs and one ranking member, are all primary sponsors of the legislation. So the fact that they could barely get it out of that committee, by the way, bipartisan in favor, bipartisan in opposition,
yep, gotcha,
was telling. So, you know, they're really struggling because the more people understand this bad deal, the more they're not willing to do it. And by the way, our comprehensive energy strategy for the state is overdue and won't be out till like mid-June, at least with its early draft. We shouldn't even be considering a deal like this until that final strategy is developed. And, you know, we could study this for the next year, look at, you know, whether or not there's any truth to what Dominion's saying in a real scientific way, not in this ad war. And then if there really is need for assistance, we'll step up to the plate and say, yeah, Millstone's vital to our economy. Millstone's important for our clean energy future, and we have to help them out. Because we're not against Millstone. We're just against ratepayers unnecessarily paying more to pad the profits of their shareholders without them demonstrating to us that there's actually a need.
John, before you have to go here, when will we know about this? When will my listeners know about this?
Well, so here's where we are. Session ends 2 weeks from tomorrow. So, you know, if they're going to do it, they're going to have to take it up sometime over the next 2 weeks in both the House and the Senate first. We're going to do everything we can to prevent either chamber from taking it up. I don't believe they have the votes right now, but Dominion is putting an awful lot of pressure on legislators. And then if we do get through that hump, and, you know, then we have to be fearful that, you know, they stick it somewhere in as a deal in the budget.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't want to see that either. So we're going to ask your listeners and you, Brett, to help us get everybody to remain vigilant to make sure this thing does not happen.
Well, this is the reason that we wanted you back on. You've been on with us before. And, again, Dan and I both are very concerned about our listeners. That's number one with us. And they get it over the head all the time, mainly the middle class. And you know something, as I say on this program, time and time again, it's the middle class that really gets hit. This is why that we've had you on a couple of times, John, and we'll talk with you again, I'm sure. Thanks, and good luck to you.